To finish Friday here on the Hoffman Show, Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We go around the NFL, our picks and analysis for every single game coming up at 4:30 is our show till just 5:30 today. I will say, if you want more of me talking about sports, what a ridiculous thing to say, except for you're listening to me do it right now. So I guess, I don't know, Anthony, it felt weird to say out loud. There's just some parts of this job that are undeniably weird.
If we want to listen to more of you?
Yeah. We did almost an hour WNBA show today because we had the Chicago Sky firing Teresa Witherspoon. We have obviously everything that's going on with the statements from the league, the statements from the WNBA APA about all the racist trolls that are just a plague on society in the league. And then we talked about that. We talked about the Fever season ending, and then we talked about the playoffs. So we talked about all of that on the WNBA show, Hoffman W Sports. If you want to check that out earlier today, you can find that on YouTube or in your podcast feed. So if you want something extra to fill the time, of course, listen to the Hokies here on the Team 980, or you can check that out. Of course, Take Command. We have a full preview of Commanders Cardinals as well. So that's a definitely a good listen this weekend. But right now here on the radio, live and in your ears, keys to the game, Anthony, beyond what we just talked about, the defense coming to the party. What's your key to the game this weekend?
My key to the game is another key from the offense's point of view or perspective. I'm going with Dan Quinn being just as aggressive as he was on fourth down in this game as he was on Monday Night Football against the Bengals. I think this is going to be a shootout. I think the line, the over-under line for this game is like 50, 50.5. Ooh. And so I think this is poised for a shootout. And I think if we're going to win this game, we have to be as aggressive. Go with the analytics. If they suggest we go, and we try to convert. So that's my key to the game.
Yeah, no, I think that's I definitely think that that's a good one. And I actually, you know, that decision is somewhat complicated in that you're you know, basically the goal of the analytics there. When people say, "Oh, go with the analytics are telling you in this situation, your percentage of winning is adjusted X percent if you go or if you don't go, if you get it, if you don't." And so there's a lot of a lot of various different factors that go into that. People think it's a simple like go or not. It's a calculation, and there's an element of risk management. You have to feel out the game. You know, obviously you see your personnel, you see not. Because if it's like, well, if we go for the field goal, our chances of winning are going up, but it's a 52-yard field goal, and Austin Seibert has not been particularly good for longer field goals in his career, well, then that's going to change the analytics or how you interpret the analytics. Also, you have coaches like Dan Campbell who are like, not necessarily bleep the analytics, but it's, if I can go for it, I will, because it's a part of who we are. There's a mentality, there's a psychological element that is definitely there. And it's not just on the offense of I trust you, it's on the defense that I trust you. And so like he sees it not only as the numbers typically say go and coaches are scaredy cats and they don't actually follow the numbers, which is also true, but this is a part of who we are. And so for Dan, he is someone who wants to establish like a physical, aggressive, you know, kind of confident atmosphere. And so actually after they didn't go for it in a couple situations where people thought they should against the Giants, I asked Quinn after the game straight up, like, how much of this is data driven versus reading the game versus kind of an identity piece when it comes to your fourth down decisions?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both as you're going through it. So we do want to be aggressive. So we communicate, you know, what the situation is, what we would do into that spot. And then we kind of go through the week thinking that, you know, what would be some third downs that would turn into fourth downs to go. So we like to give the play callers the information early to Cliff. So that way, if, you know, fourth down, it's a go at this number or this number, and it's a kick at this one. So my main job is making sure Cliff knows exactly when and where. And the same thing with Larry, you know, compared to a punt or a field goal at those numbers. So that way, we've already planned for that during the week. I don't want the game day ever to be a knee-jerk reaction. Hey, go for it, or get emotional about it. I want to be calculated, and this is, you know, the decision we were going to make, including at the win, do you have to go for a two to go win it or take it into overtime? Those plays, you want to say, yeah, we've got a good call for that moment. And And if it comes up, we're going to go nail it.
I love that answer because you can still, like, what's unsaid there is always the most important part, right, Ant? What's unsaid is where he sets the number, right? Hey, 40-yard field goal and in, we're taking it. That number could be 50. That number could be 47. And by the way, that can change both on his aggressiveness and how much, hey, if we miss a 50-yard field goal, that puts us in terrible spot defensively. If it's, 42-yard field goal, then we're more willing to whatever. Because that, you know, obviously, there's a third option, punt. So there's all of those factors. There's also, you know, the wind on any given day. Your numbers get blown to hell if you're Brian Daboll and your kicker pulls his hamstring on the opening kickoff. Then you're going for it on anything that you're not, like, where's your punt versus go for it number? You take the field goal option out. So it is dynamic, but you can set, not while your emotions are running high in a game, you can kind of set your numbers and then hold yourself to account. So I think it feels like after week two, they made a bit of an adjustment in week three. And I think part of it was the opponent. They thought they knew they had to score. Part of it was continued confidence in that Jaden kept playing better. So they were more confident in getting some of those. And I think the last part is the cyber piece. The last part is, hey, we want to be aggressive by nature, but also we got a kicker that's like not been great over 50 in his career, nevertheless over 40 in his career. And so I think as long as Austin Seibert's the kicker, Anthony, long story short, I think they're probably going to keep going for it in a lot of situations when it's feasible.
Do you like our odds when we do that, though? Based on, you know, what Cliff has done so far and short and manageable, I think he did a good job of, like, mixing it up also. Like, one drive, we're going to Luke. The second drive, where we
were or Noah. We don't know. We think it might have been Noah, but Luke intercepted it.
And then the last one, it's Zach Ertz. So we're doing a good job of, you know, just moving the ball around, getting to different people, using Jaden's legs.
Well, that's the main thing, right?
Phenomenal job, man.
Cliff's done a great job, but, like, you got an escape hatch. Hey, Jaden, if things get bad, just run.
Yeah.
Like, when Jaden's ran, he's gotten 3+ yards. He falls forward. He's tall. Like, he's 6'4". If he's standing on the line of scrimmage and falls forward and extends the ball over his head, he's basically getting, like, his standing reach is almost 9 feet. Yeah. Right? I don't know what his arm length is, but I'm going to guess his standing reach is probably close to 9 feet. Anthony, how many yards is 9 feet? Do not let Georgetown Prep down.
Say that one more time.
How many yards is 9 feet?
How many yards is 9 feet?
This is not a trick question. There's 3 feet in a yard.
Three.
So it's three. Yeah. Whoa. We're going to revisit that one later. That's going to go in. Wow.
Greg, you're asking me. I had to do a mathematical equation.
I know.
In my
I sprung it on you. I sprung it on you, but that wasn't that. I sprung it on you because I didn't think it would be that difficult. I feel like I should just put a poll out on Twitter that says, how many yards is, or how many feet is, no, how many yards is 9 feet? Yeah. And then I could put three and then brain freeze. And then those are the two answers. And let's see who's listening to the show.
Yeah,
that'd be a funny bit.
It would be.
Yikes, man. The point is, if he's standing on, if he is literally standing on the line of scrimmage on fourth and three, and he falls over with the ball over his head, you can get 3 yards. So you got a guy who is really, really talented at getting a lot more than 3 yards. And he's now doing a good job of keeping his eyes up and throwing on the run. And he can play quick game pretty well. And he's also good at read option, like zone read stuff, slash box counts, where, like, you figure out before the snap, where is his ball going to go. So, yeah, he's a super weapon. If you need 3 yards, there aren't a lot of guys in, like, vets, whatever, there aren't a lot of guys in the league. And this has been the thing with Mahomes forever. Like, Mahomes, if you need 3 yards as a rusher, he can get that for you. They've run options. They've run, you know, zone reads. They've run RPOs. They've run straight handoffs. Like, they'll get pat on the move and
trickery.
Say, yeah, you and Travis just figure it out. Figure it out on two. Ready, set, hut. Oh, they didn't jump off sides. Hut, Travis, pirouette. Now crawl between someone's legs. And then he's open. Like, I don't know. They're just magic out there. I don't mind their current strategy. I think it's a good one. And, we're going to send this tape to Georgetown Prep and we're going to come up with a class there for emergency problem solving to arm future generations.
I put 12 inches to a foot and then I was doing the feet to yards. And then I was, That's what was going on in my head. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't need all that.
I know.
Sometimes you really just gotta understand the question that's being asked.
Yeah.
And the ability to decipher the proper information.
Yep.
And X out the stuff that. Yeah. Problem solving strategy seems to. I'm have a great
slow worker,
confidence.
Craig. That's what I'm a slow worker. You know,
Anthony, you could have written down down that as a word problem and solved it faster than the time I gave you. When we get back, more problems to solve for Anthony. Although these are pretty simple. Is this team going to win or that team going to win, and why? Yes, you have to show your work on this test. We go around the NFL next on the Hoffman Show.